Welcome to one of the most quietly radical books ever written, The Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. A text so compressed it fits in an afternoon, yet so deep it has resisted full understanding for over 2,000 years. The most surprising thing about it is that its very first line declares language itself inadequate to convey its central idea. By the end of this lecture, you will understand why that paradox is not a problem to solve, but the entire point. The title translates roughly as The Book of the Way and Its Virtue, or the classic of the way and power. That translation already reveals the book's core tension. The Tao, or way, is described as something beyond language, yet the whole text uses words to point toward it. Lao Tzu argues that this tension is not a flaw. It is the teaching itself, enacted from the very first encounter. The attributed author, Lao Tzu, exists at the boundary between history and legend. Traditionally placed in the 6th century BCE, he is said to have served as a keeper of archives in the Zhou Dynasty court, making him a rough contemporary of Confucius. The name itself means old master, evoking accumulated wisdom rather than a fixed biographical identity. According to the most enduring account, Lao Tzu grew disillusioned with society's moral deterioration and resolved to leave civilization behind. At the Western Gate, a border official named Yin Shi recognized his wisdom and persuaded him to record his teachings before departing. What resulted was approximately 5,000 Chinese characters, a text that became the foundational scripture of Taoism and one of the most translated works in world literature. Whether Lao Tzu was a single historical person or a composite figure remains genuinely contested among scholars. What is not contested is the text's reach. It has been read as a guide to political leadership, a manual for personal cultivation, and a metaphysical account of reality. Its brevity and poetic density have sustained uninterrupted commentary for more than 2 millennia, from ancient Chinese courts to contemporary philosophical classrooms. What the framing of the Tao Te Ching communicates, even before a single verse is read, mirrors its own philosophy. The author contends that what is most fundamental tends to appear unassuming, and that the greatest wisdom does not announce itself loudly. Approaching this text means accepting an invitation to think differently about language, knowledge, and the human relationship to the larger order of things. That reorientation, thinking differently about language and knowledge, is what the text quietly demands from its first page. The author contends that the greatest wisdom does not announce itself loudly, and the book's minimal surface mirrors that commitment. A short title, a semi-legendary name, and 5,000 characters, that is all it takes to carry 2 millennia of unbroken inquiry. Lao Tzu's reach across traditions is genuinely remarkable. The text has been absorbed into Taoist scripture, studied in Confucian academies, and read alongside Buddhist philosophy. Western thinkers from Hegel to Heidegger have engaged with its ideas, and contemporary leadership seminars still draw on its counsel. According to the author, what makes this possible is the text's deliberate resistance to a single fixed interpretation. Its poetic compression means each reader finds a different entry point, ruler, monk, philosopher, or ordinary person seeking clarity. That openness is not vagueness. The author argues it is precision of a different kind. The book operates on several levels simultaneously, and that multiplicity is central to its power. It functions as political counsel, personal cultivation guide, and metaphysical map, all within the same spare verses. No single reading exhausts it, which is precisely why commentary has continued without interruption for over 2,000 years. Approaching the Tao Te Ching means accepting that some questions will not resolve into clean answers. The author contends this is the point. The text trains a particular kind of attention, one that sits with paradox rather than forcing resolution. That capacity, Lao Tzu suggests, is itself a form of wisdom most people never develop.